gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Everything working technically today. And we have set off the right-wing moron alert, which we love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Warning. This has been a test of the emergency right-wing moron system.
Yes.
This is only a test.
Oh, it worked. It worked.
It worked.
We made Breitbart. Yay! Yeah. Okay.
Oh, did you see? First of all, they spelled your name wrong in their headline.
How do you spell Miller wrong?
Exactly. I mean,
Stephen Miller.
Really?
Words like Breitbart and Loesch. I can kind of see how you would spell that, but Miller?
How'd they spell it?
M-I-L-E-R.
Myler.
Stephanie Myler. Hello, welcome to the Stephanie Myler Show.
Yeah.
This is awesome. They've helpfully included a clip, which we knew would happen once we were on television.
Yes.
Hello. On her Talking Liberally, the Stephanie Miller Show that runs on, I knew Al Gore would get in there, on Al Gore's network, Current TV, Stephanie Miller became irate. I don't think I've ever really become irate on the show. I don't care enough.
You were not irate.
With a conservative caller and compared Romney to Hitler over the Bain Capital and bullying allegations. Chris, as you said, anytime Hitler is used anywhere in a 10-minute block, apparently I said Romney is just like Hitler.
Yes, you did, which you didn't.
I didn't.
Mitt Romney, blah, 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 blah.
We were saying, because he was saying, who cares what he did in his past, whether it was Bain Capital or bullying.
Right.
And I'm like, well, all crime happened in the past. And so then there I went. That's where I went. I went right to the... Because you know we're not still in World War II.
Right.
Why is everybody beefing about it?
Why do you need to...
Why is it such a big deal?
Yeah, it's not a big deal. It's in the past. Don't pay attention to what happened
in
the past.
And you know what, Newsbusters? I would pick up on a second wave of this. Stephanie Miller says that Mitt Romney is exactly like Hitler today. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly the same in every way.
Is it wrong to be so excited when we set off the right-wing moron alert? And then I don't, as you know, engage in the social media, but on the Twitter. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just go on the first comments on Breitbart.com.
Oh, don't do the comments section. Oh,
where
God.
Well, they have to do the false equivalencies. Where does that leave Obama? Mao killed 40 to 60 million. Huh? Stalin killed 30 to 40 million. Well, see, they're like... See, they're the usual.
So they're...
Well, Obama's like Mao and Stalin. Communism equals socialism, liberals are socialist. And then, Father Somebody writes, Democrats have killed over 129,000 infants. Oh, there we go. Okay.
They're only infants after they're born.
And Republicans never had abortions. Never, ever
wait a
in
minute.
The history of ever.
James, a liberal troll, snuck in here. He said, yeah, right.
They allow that?
Only Democrats ever have abortions.
Uh-huh.
And then they saved their most... the nastiest personal comments for Twitter is that I can't. I'm just scrolling here. I don't. It's.
Oh, yeah. SM Show, you ignorant loser. Comparing anyone, anyone like Mitt Romney to Hitler is asinine. Asinine spelled wrong.
Spelled wrong, of course.
Hashtag male, hashtag lib.
Get a brain, Moran.
Yeah.
Okay. You know who we should talk to about this? Homosexual activist Carl Frisch.
Who's just like Hitler, by the way.
Carl.
Yeah, who's exactly like Hitler. Carl Frisch. Fightstrategies.com.
Good morning, mein Führer.
Good morning, mein Führer. I can walk.
Guten Tag, Fräulein.
Mein Führer! I can walk!
Normally, I need you along to get in trouble.
Yeah.
What was that last thing that set off the right wing moron alert?
I see what it's like. You know, this is kind of like when the right wing says something horrible about African Americans when they trot out their black friend. You pick the guy with the most German sounding name you can find.
Mr. von Frisch.
And you spell your first name with a K.
An S-C-H. The Germans spelling
of Frisch.
Just one K of the
three. Well, you know what? You've actually caught me in my panic room.
Uh-oh. What happened?
I read in the paper that for the first time, American births, a minority of the children are white.
Yeah.
So I know that's going to make the right wing go. That's going to make the right wing go crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm in my panic room.
Yeah. Listen, let me save all y'all the bother of tuning into right wing radio today. This will be wake up, more people.
Put on your hoods and rise.
some version of that.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was, but somebody, I think it was Lou Dobbs or somebody.
Eric Erickson.
There's now at Fox News, who said that they need to start having more white babies.
Yes.
Said that, Hitler. So.
homosexual activist Carl Frisch, I forgot what it was you said last time that we were. What was it? Who did we make? Oh, Newsbusters? What did you say? You got me in trouble.
Oh, God. Right. I can't remember.
Yeah. Well, not since I've had a lefty actress, Aisha Tyler, on.
Yeah.
Who threatened to kick Michelle Malkin in the nutsack.
Oh,
because
oh,
somebody threatening
they got really
do something to a fictional body part was, you see, liberals are violent.
Yeah, they
all
got
right.
really upset.
No,
I think
Tim Graham heard that a gay person was on your show, and he just decided, you know, his ears just perked up.
Oh, by the way, here, preemptively hit the right-wing moron alert again. You know what else you might want to pick up on? There's the teabagging demonstration. Charlie in St. Paul writes, Mama, just so you know, the teabagging demo I posted from Minneapolis, the first interracial three-way teabagging demonstration
yes.
with me, Aisha mm-hmm. Tyler, John Fugelsang, has already been viewed 758 times just in the first day I put it up. So that's me with violent lefty actress Aisha Tyler.
Right.
So I would get on that immediately, Newsbusters.
Doing something very aggressive to
you know,
John
there
Johnson.
Are efforts underway in several conservative states to outlaw that.
Yeah. Just so we did on stage. If this were the age of Lenny Bruce, I'd already be in the hooskow. All right.
Who's gal?
All right, Carl Frisch, the most important tweet of the week from you. The rain does not agree with Dexter Von Frisch's hairdo. Dear God.
That's right.
What has it done to his hairdo?
We've had spring in D.C. this year, and, you know, the thing that nobody wants to talk about is climate change, because we're enjoying spring. So we've had rain and we've had spring, which is remarkable.
Oh, dear.
But Dexter's hair does not agree with the rain.
No. Horrible. You need Mitt Romney and his friends to hold him down and cut it. All right.
Did you guys hear that? I couldn't stop but laugh for a good hour that Ron Paul's not actively campaigning for president anymore. That was big news.
You're like, oh, was that active previously? Really? Okay.
I was just giggling.
All right, let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing, shall we? Alice Stewart on the Situation Room.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 4 years after Obama's been in office virtually, we have the president still blaming his predecessor for the terrible economy. Senator mm-hmm. Sanders himself did the same thing, blaming Obama's predecessor for our weak economy when Obama has no one but himself to blame. His policies, President Obama's policies, right. have failed to make things better for the American people, and he's got to stop blaming his predecessor for that because he is 100% to blame.
Yeah, the majority of the American people agree with him, so there's that. But, you know, this is what drives us
smart. Bias.
Carl, this is what drives us crazy about the mainstream media, quote unquote. I mean, I saw. Did you see? Who's our friend Ben LeBolt from Obama's campaign?
That's right. Yes.
He's on with Ashley Banfield, and she's like lecturing him about this Bain ad, saying, "Oh, you know, Romney wasn't technically CEO then. He's the one that put in all the policies in place that made this company bankrupt, the steel company."
Right. It totally goes.
Right. It's like she's playing gotcha. Like, oh, he wasn't even. It's like, oh, give me a break.
Yeah.
No, that company that fired people, that he wasn't CEO during when that company fired people. You know, he was certainly CEO when plenty of companies fired people, but those are the practices, and those are the things that he stands behind, by the way. Those are the practices that he's proud of.
Right. What I'm saying is he put all the measures in place that caused the company to
go
bankrupt. The fact that he wasn't still there at the moment it went bankrupt, it's like, ha-ha,
gotcha.
Look how not liberal I am.
Yeah, exactly. Monica Crowley.
Yeah, Go ahead,
Carl.
No, this is just another case of the media and the right wing having Bushnesia. And Ronald Reagan is still complaining about Jimmy Carter.
Exactly. All right. Monica Crowley, Fox News.
He's trying to go back to what worked back then, but the problem for him now is that he has an actual record to run on. He can invoke those lines, and to suggest somehow that the American people are opposing him because of his race or his name is insulting to the American people, and quite frankly, Megan, I think bigoted in its own right.
I don't know if she reads Fox News polling or not, but the most recent Fox poll has Mitt Romney at like 39% and Obama at 46%.
Right.
So I'm not sure.
Yeah,
the American people are opposing him.
Right. I don't hear anything reported when the president is up in the polls. I mean, it's really
what polls? There are no polls.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Megyn Kelly, the Fox News, you know, straight and balanced. Fox News straight anchor. Here we go.
We are awaiting details from what might be a tense meeting between the Republican leaders and our president. Both sides say they want to head off a coming showdown over out-of-control spending in Washington.
Well, that's framing it a certain way, isn't it?
Just a little.
Well, you know,
yeah.
I'm sure the president is looking forward to the meeting, only to have John Boehner go back and, break whatever deal they make.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it just, I don't think anybody buys this. Do you, Carl? We saw this happen last summer. It was a debacle, and most Republicans knew it was a debacle that reflected badly on them.
Yeah, I relish the fact that conservatives think this is helpful for them. unfortunately, it's not helpful for the American people. It's certainly not helpful for our economy.
Yep. More Right Wing World with Dexter and Carl von Frisch next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
You can't turn her off. Not in the middle of turning her on. It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
I was going to say that. No one will ever say, he whose name shall not be spoken,
right.
George Bush.
Yeah.
Obama's predecessor.
Yeah.
When everything was perfect, Obama's predecessor.
He whose name shall be spoken, Carl von Frisch. Hello, Carl.
Hello, I've got some breaking news.
Oh, yes.
So the New York Times is reporting this morning, timed to append the Democratic National Convention in September. The plan would do exactly what John McCain would not let us do, the strategist wrote. The plan, which is awaiting approval, calls for running commercials linking Mr. Obama to incendiary comments by his former spiritual advisor, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, whose race-related sermons made him a highly charged figure in the 2008 campaign.
Oh, boy.
Here's my question.
Yes.
If it's okay to talk about Reverend Wright, why exactly can we not talk about the Mormon faith
exactly.
Americans into heaven?
That's funny you should mention. That's funny
until
you should...
the year I was born.
Right.
Oh my God, that's so funny you should mention that. Like, can I have my fun facts music?
Sure.
I'll do this now that you brought it up. It's interesting. I was thinking the same thing. Julie in Seattle, very helpful. Here's a book you might want to all read. I think we should.
Okay.
No Man Knows My History, The Life of Joseph Smith. Julie Wright's staff, want to know more about the weird life of Joe Smith? How he started out his life as a con man who actually got arrested and tried for taking money to find buried treasure out upstate New York farms? You wondered how people came to believe Joe's shtick, such that they were willing to follow him around the country with torch-bearing mobs in pursuit. How they believed him when he told them the Garden of Eden is located in Missouri, mm-hmm. where Mormons believe Jesus will return from which to rule the earth.
There are a lot of snakes in Missouri, so maybe you had a point.
How about the crooked tale of how Joe came to decide that God was ordering him to marry scores of other women, including a good friend/AIDS wife and underage girls? This is an excellent book, impeccable scholarship by a Mormon female historian, straight biographical writing, but what emerges is a deeply disturbing tale of deception and misogyny. So please, pick it up. No Man Knows My History, The Life of Joe Smith.
I tried. I ordered that on Amazon, but I didn't have the appropriate glasses to read it.
And you know what?
She did there.
We would have no idea what Romney's preacher would say because we are not allowed in temple.
No.
Right.
So
well,
we have no
thing,
idea what his preacher says.
You know, they talk a lot about whenever the president mentions his Christian faith or anything in that regard, they talk, you know, the right wing goes crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Mitt Romney never talks about his religious faith. He talks broadly about Christianity, but he never talks about his Mormon faith.
Exactly.
Well, I was listening. Carl, I was listening to his comments yesterday, blah, 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 marriage, one man, one woman, and I'm like going, are you kidding me? Your religion preached multiple wives and underage girls.
Yep. And there are break-off sects of his religion that still have multiple marriages.
Yeah.
Well, and there were break-off sects of his religion that did that in his own family,
That's
called
right.
his great-grandfather.
There's that.
So
it's just rude to
if,
point
if
that
we're
out.
Going to talk about Jeremiah Wright, who this president has repudiated, then certainly we have to talk about the practices of the Latter-day Saints, because there are a lot of things that one would wonder if Mitt Romney supports. Certainly, I mean, he's already answered the question about his church not allowing black people into heaven until 1978.
Yes.
Mark of Cain
well, there
and
were
all
no
of that.
Black people that were qualified before 1978, as you know.
Well, they believe that because there were white people here when Jesus came to America before he ascended into heaven. And yeah. those white people were killed by the dark people.
Yes, the mud people, as they called it then.
It's so rude.
But there are scores of other questions that he should have to answer if we're going to be talking about candidates' faith.
You know what else is rude to mention? That George Bush's grandfather was a Nazi. Oops. Did I shut off the right-wing moron alert again?
Well, not technically a Nazi. He just supported the Nazi.
You forgot the word sympathizer.
Sympathizer. Pardon me, Newsbusters. I meant George Bush's grandfather is a Nazi sympathizer.
He sympathized with Hitler!
Crazy. Right. Oh, true.
Let's continue.
You know, Jackie Schechner needs to go raid Glenn Beck's video vault so that you can have some video to run with.
Yeah, I know.
With those clips.
All right. Rush Limbaugh, yes.
What is there, for example, about what Obama's done that we want to compromise with? All the Democrats ever mean by compromise is us caving on our principles and agreeing with them.
No.
They never compromise with us.
What? Dear God.
They haven't even submitted a budget in over 1,000 days. The Democrats don't care to compromise.
God in heaven. I mean, really? Really?
By the way, the budgeting process starts in the House of Representatives. And Rush Limbaugh's version of compromise, do you know what he believes compromising is? When you go for flash fried over deep fried.
Okay, Sean Hannity.
All right, 1 week ago today, President Obama rolled out his epic flip-flop on same-sex marriage. And while his policy switch was intended to endear him to his base, the anointed one is now feeling a backlash from many of his supporters.
Really?
That would be the elected one.
Yeah, not the anointed one, the elected one.
I missed the backlash.
It's doing perfectly good for him. Who's on the wrong side here is Mitt Romney. What occurs to me, you keep on hearing these Republicans that are trying to soften the way they talk about gay rights in this country by saying, look, good people can disagree about marriage equality. I certainly believe in some protections for LGBT people. I'm curious what those protections are that they believe in.
It means if you're going to get beat up in the right state. Because
otherwise.
And I think what he was trying to do there is see Obama's the real flip-flopper.
Yeah.
Certainly not Mitt Romney. Look over there. Look. Yeah. All right. John Bolton, we close with.
I thought the Israelis should have struck about 3.5 years ago. Oh. So as far as I'm concerned, every day that goes by just increases the risk that, our intelligence may be imperfect. I just throw that out there for what it's worth, that Iran could be a lot farther along. Toward developing nuclear weapons than we think.
Yeah.
Every day that we don't have a nuclear war is a sad day.
Yeah,
for me.
Tick tock, tick tock.
Well, that's Mitt Romney advisor John Bolton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's arguing that Israel should have gone after Iran when the new president was just about to take office?
Right. Yes. Yes.
Okay, I understand.
That's who Mitt Romney's listening to most. All right. Carl Frisch, love you. See you next week, honey.
Have a good one.
All right, there he goes. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stranger things have happened in medicine. I once tried to clone a chicken. The result wound up being
Stephanie Miller.
That was incredibly hostile and ended up escaping from the lab.
And now that chicken has a radio show.
Yeah.
Oh, pluck meat. All right, 34 minutes after the hour. Pardon me? 1-800-STEP-12, proving once again our side is funnier.
Yep.
There was what was it, Chris?
Some Virginia representative said on CNN this morning that sodomy is not a civil right.
Yes, and so somebody wrote back, the Supreme Court disagrees with you, so me.
Yeah.
The B word. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 1-800-
Not blowing a bubble.
No.
No.
1-800-STEP-12, phone number. He makes me giggle. Okay, let's go to Scott in Iowa. Hi, Scott. Welcome.
Hi, morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, about John Boehner.
Yes.
Don't he realize he's going to hold the country hostage again, and him and all the other representatives want to keep pulling this crap? And, you're up for re-election in November. Do you think you're going to do this stuff all over again? People don't forget last year.
I know.
That's my comment.
I know. Well, thank you. And that was very spoken with conviction. Thank you. Yeah, I think that's what they hope, that people say, you know, short-term memory is as bad as mine. What was I just saying?
Huh?
Okay.
Sorry, were you talking?
Catherine in Atlanta, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how are you, Stephanie?
Good, go ahead.
I want to let everyone know, if you don't fight for everybody's rights, who's next? We should stand up and fight for everybody's rights.
Thank you.
Stephanie.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Everybody has very short comments this morning, and then we'll take no further questions.
Hmm. Okay.
All right.
That's... Time for more Hitler references.
Yeah.
Yes. Sue in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
I have to laugh every time Fox News brags about their ratings. I think they don't realize they're a train wreck, and that's why people watch
them.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, it's a clown show. It's awesome.
And in my opinion, every time somebody says something bad about President Obama on TV, I feel that I'm abused as an American. They're talking about my president, and I don't want to hear bad things about him. It's very bad for other people to hear it and hear other countries everywhere.
You know,
they're bringing everybody down, and it's very depressing.
Yeah, I mean, Sue, it's fine to. I mean, obviously, that's America. We always have criticized presidents or their policies, but it's just, I think everybody recognizes it's gotten to. It's gotten to such a low bar.
It's desperation, yeah. And I'm very proud of Jeremiah Wright. I think he says what millions of people want to say, but we've been kind of programmed not to speak out because, you know, I think it's a mind game. If they try to make you feel guilty for feeling the way you do.
Right.
You know?
I mean, certainly President Obama, like any other human being, I'm sure does not agree with everything Jeremiah Wright has ever said, but then, as we just said earlier, then why is it not fair for Mitt Romney to have to explain why he doesn't agree with everything Joseph Smith said, which, you know, are equally, well, actually a lot more. So anyway, but yeah, that's the problem, is it's gotten so unbelievably, like, personal, low, like, you know, racist in some cases, and mostly based on untrue stuff. Like, for instance, you knew this was going to happen. You know the Family Research Institute?
Yeah.
They have a pastor. Because, as you know, Newsweek dubbed the president the first gay president.
I remember.
See, it would be difficult to believe anyone would take them seriously, because I think it's... Enter Paul Cameron.
And
Please take out your organ for me. Expert on homosexuality for the Family Research Institute.
How did he come by this
expertise?
Yeah,
how expert is he? Does he do scads and scads of research on his computer in the basement?
He is an expert on homosexuality.
All right.
For the Family Research Institute. And he said on the Voice of Christian Youth radio show that the declaration on the front of Newsweek lends credence to various people who claim the president has at least participated at times with them in homosexual acts.
Yes. Obviously.
Oh, my God.
He didn't really. Newsweek that he's.
So I'd warn that daily or something somewhere that...
I actually know many Christian youth who have become experts in homosexuality.
Really?
Yes. Just saying.
Probably just doing research.
Yeah, that's it. Of course.
Yeah.
To get to
so they can report how bad it is.
Yeah.
So they can get on his staff at some point.
As it were, so to speak.
So, he then went on to explain the homosexual movement.
Hmm.
He said, mark my words clearly, the long-term goal of the homosexual movement is to get every little boy to grab his ankles and every little girl to give it a try. They will not rest until
That was said on a Christian radio show?
Uh-huh.
Grab your ankles?
Yes. They will not rest until every one of our children at least gets to try, has the opportunity, maybe is forced to at least once experience homosexual acts, just like the president.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Christian youth program. I understand Hitler had a youth program.
Yes.
Really?
What? I'm trying to get you in trouble here.
Listen, I can do that on my own. I don't need any.
Who else did Hitler put into concentration camp? Oh, yeah, homosexuals.
Homosexuals.
What?
Look it up.
Okay, this one may be my personal favorite story today. Can I have some conspiracy music,
sure.
please? Okay, so there's a Batty Birther movie. That is making conspiracy theorists, birthers, it's dividing them.
Yeah.
It's dividing the crazy into all...
different sects of crazy.
Yes.
Different levels.
They would like to support any conspiracy theory about the president, but it conflicts with their particular conspiracy theory, and so they're...
he's for Sharia law, and he's homosexual.
Right.
Right.
He's both communist and a Nazi.
Yeah, he's a Muslim with a crazy Christian preacher. Huh? See how he did that? Birthers are flipping their tinfoil hats over a new film that claims President Obama's father was not a Kenyan goat herder, but rather a communist journalist nearly four decades older than his mother. The problem? It undermines the bedrock of birther lore that the president is ineligible to be commander-in-chief.
Right. So, because... Oh, crap.
Dreams from My Real Father, a 97-minute film... narrated by an Obama impersonator. Oh, no. Weaves the narrative that Obama's grandfather wasn't a furniture salesman, but an undercover CIA agent who convinced Barack Obama Sr. to marry his teenage daughter to hide the fact that she was impregnated by a 55-year-old communist named Frank Marshall Davis. Stay with me.
Trying to.
Okay. The film's disclaimer states that it includes, quote-unquote, recreations of probable events using reasoned logic, speculation, and approximated conversations in an attempt to provide a cohesive understanding of Obama's history.
Of this complete BS story.
Yes. Using that disclaimer, the filmmakers assert that Obama had a nose job ahead of his 2004 Senate race, that his mother posed for naked photos when she was 5 weeks pregnant with him, and that Bill Ayers nurtured Obama's career.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, there's more! The film has been favorably reviewed by WorldNet Daily's Jerome Corsi, who wrote an entire book arguing that Obama's birth certificate is a fake and he was really born in Kenya and ineligible to be president of the United States.
That book,
so that undercuts his entire book.
Right.
Well, that book came out like 2 days after Obama released his birth certificate.
Right, okay. But the suggestion that Obama was really born in Hawaii and that his father was an American citizen has some conspiracy theorists upset. Birther queen... Orly Tate is losing her over this film. She is troubled by the film because it undermines the theory because it's not letting her finish.
Let me finish, you mother. Let me finish.
I am a lawyer dentist. Let me finish.
Oh, my God.
She's troubled by the film. It undermines the theory that Obama's father had to be a U.S. citizen for him to be a natural-born citizen. WorldNet Daily and Corsi wrote Tate's. They're all fighting now. Kids, don't fight. You're all equally crazy.
No, please fight.
She wrote, are trying to kill the case by making up an American citizen father for Obama. Here's my favorite part. Who are they working for? So she has a conspiracy theory about the other conspiracy theorists that are screwing up her conspiracy theory.
Oh, God. Yay.
Who are they working for? What incentive did they get to do so? Now they're working for the president.
Come on. Everyone knows Obama is really Malcolm X's illegitimate son.
Please.
Everyone knows that.
Tell Corsi and Fetter to stop this. Enough and enough. Let me finish my conspiracy. Yes,
my God.
You know who else wasn't born in America? Hitler.
Yeah. Is it wrong that stories make me so happy sometimes?
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's go to Mary Beth in Chicago. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mary Beth.
Hey, Steph. I'm from the South Side. A Sox fan. Mm-hmm. And I heard that the Ricketts family was behind the, funding for the ad regarding Jeremiah Wright that may be coming out.
Yes.
And the Ricketts family, they're from Nebraska, not Illinois. And when they came to Chicago, which is a very gay-friendly city, thankfully, their sisters, four people, three brothers and one sister, they really put out there that their sister was gay, and they were very warmly embraced by the city. But they also, first thing they did was ask for funding from the mayor and the city, public funds for the rehab Cubs Park in Wrigleyville.
Okay.
Which they did not get, thankfully, too. But, this whole thing on Jeremiah Wright is so ridiculous.
I know. We're like, again? He won in a landslide last time. Again?
Yeah,
we're doing this? Okay.
Yeah, and I've attended the church. It's the United Church of Christ, the UCC. Shout out to the Theological MOOC. and it's like a very welcoming, inclusive church. So,
right.
I don't know. But
yeah.
I think it's interesting that the Ricketts like to play the field, and I think it's really unfortunate that once again, they're trying to divide Sox and Cubs.
Well, divide Sox and Cubs fans. How dare you?
Well, you know what? The far right bringing up Reverend Wright again completely opens up questions to Mitt Romney's religion and his particular church.
Please
there
and thank you.
There
please
you go.
And thank you. All right.
You brought it on.
You asked for it.
There you go. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Sweet Lady Gaga, that is good.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Minutes after the hour. Have you ever noticed how much Romney is just like Hitler? That's what I have to do because...
Yeah.
It's Breitbart's site.
Breitbart.
The headline is, Current TV's Miller Compares Romney to Hitler. Because, you know, I do that almost every day just by happenstance.
Yeah. You open the show with it every day.
Because the word Hitler was said in the same 10-minute block.
Yeah.
The right-wing caller was saying it doesn't matter what Romney's ever done ever. And I said, you know,
all crimes of
stuff happens in the past. He said it doesn't matter what he did at Bain or in high school or anywhere. And I'm like, well, okay. So I didn't say Romney's just like Hitler. But now I did, so that Newsbusters has a helpful, you know, a clean clip, as they say.
Yeah, Breitbart can take that, too.
Yeah.
How about it?
Here's the problem, Chris. I've delved down into the comment section.
Don't ever do that. That's the stinky bathroom of the internet.
Do not go in there, but I'm woman enough.
That's the train-spotting toilet of the internet.
So, you know what happens? I just like how it spirals down. The first comment is, where does that leave Obama? Mao killed Fortas. First of all, they're doing the same thing they claimed I did. Immediately Obama's Mao.
First of all...
I didn't say how Romney was Hitler. But then Mao killed 40 to 60 million Stalin, so he is both Mao and Stalin.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Killed 30 to 40 million. Communism equals socialism. Liberals are socialists.
No. Mao and Stalin were not liberals.
No.
Not by any stretch of the imagination.
Nick writes, coincidentally, that's almost the same as the murder rate of the Communist Party to date, 130,000 murdered worldwide approximately, that comrade Mao Obama.
Mao Obama?
Advisor and mentor bomber Bill Ayers supports. Death to tyrants and traitors, someone else writes, which I guess includes me and all the aforementioned.
You're traitors, of course.
Death to tyrants and traitors. I think Hitler said that.
Huh. What? Oh, I got called a moonbat. What is with these moonbats? They call it racism if anyone dares to compare Obama to Hitler, but with no proof whatsoever, they dish it out at a rate that defies the speed of light.
How is comparing Obama to Hitler racist?
I didn't ever say it was racist.
I don't think it is racist.
Well, exactly. I think Jim has pointed out, how do you think Hitler would be compared to a black guy? He's not good.
He wouldn't shake Jesse Owens' hand at the 1936 Olympics. He didn't consider them human beings, black people. Really? Obama and Hitler? Really?
Yeah. He wasn't already dead, that would have killed him.
What was the Mormon Church's position on blacks in 1936?
I'm sorry, you mean the mud people, according to the Mormons? I don't know. We'll have to ask.
Uh-huh.
How dare you bring religion into the conversation?
Can I just say, our trolls are a lot smarter and funnier than their trolls.
And
we get a lot of right-wing trolls now that we're on Current, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And what do they normally offer, Chris? Something like... Horflung. Mostly that's what when I've tried to go in there and read.
And even Horflung is spelled wrong.
Anyway, James, who is the liberal troll that got into the Breitbart site, he scores again. He says, that's because you can't really compare anybody to Hitler except for Hitler, or maybe Dick Cheney. And then
that must have made everybody explode.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You know what the first comment is? Your mother should have had an abortion! Because they'd already brought up.
Okay. I thought they were against abortion.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then someone watched 3 years ago, Dick Cheney expressed his support for gay marriage without any political ground at stake. Yeah, that's why it didn't take any courage, because he didn't have to
get... Right.
Or having to pander to voters without second-guessing himself with an outreacting. Yet you dirtballs on the left continuously and unapologetically treat him as some human. Oh, well, that's because he's a war criminal. In addition to being for gay marriage.
He can't really leave the country for fear of
being arrested
and put on trial. So there's that.
And yes, thank you. He allowed himself to be reelected based on this gay-bashing campaign while he had a gay daughter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he had... Ooh, that took a lot of courage to be for marriage equality after you've already... out of office. All right. Let's go to...
Don't ever read the comment section of Breitbart again.
Oh, God, and that was only the first two pages. Gene in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Gene.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
I am thrilled that the right wing has opened up the discussion about Mormonism as well as the president's Christian beliefs, because I think we need to have Mormon education time every day now.
Yes.
And I'm going to kick us off.
Okay, good. Here's Gene with some Mormon fun facts. All right. Please, let's do.
First of all, the Mormon Church believes in multiple gods. Mm-hmm. They believe that every man is going to be a god in the afterlife, and he's going to rule over his own planet with at least 100 wives.
Yep. No way, get out.
Yeah. Wow, that's much better than 72 virgins.
Wow, second of all, they believe
you get
that...
your own... Wait a minute, what? Let me just...
You get your own planet.
Oh, Jim, you get your own planet.
Nice.
Oh, my God, Newt Gingrich, he just switched to Mormonism now, because he's not very, you know, he's a little fickle with both wives and religion.
I'm going to get my own planet.
I'm Catholic. No, I'm not. Oh, my God, I get a planet?
And he's already got three, so he's got a good start on the 100.
Awesome.
Wow.
Second of all, the Book of Mormon, which was written by Joseph Smith, he supposedly dug up golden tablets in the state of New York, translated them, and then destroyed them, and nobody else ever saw them.
Mm.
But he wrote the Book of Mormon, and that Mormons believe that over the Bible. They spend much more time reading and living by what the Book of Mormon says than the Bible. This should make the heads of evangelical Christians spin.
Gene, I have an old Jenny Cream Ale can from 1978. Could I start my own religion?
You can.
Why not a religion based on beer? Why not?
But you have to be qualified to translate what it says on the
label. I have something metal from upstate New York. Why can't I be a religious leader?
Okay, and another fun fact.
Yes.
The people like to say that polygamists are only part of break-off sex from the LDS Church, the Mormon Church, and that, you know, somehow it's squirreled away somewhere. There's an estimate that there's somewhere around 10,000 polygamists in the United States. Mm. You can go to the Hogel Zoo in Salt Lake City on any given day and typically see a polygamous family there.
Yep.
You can go to St. George and go to the Walmart and see a polygamous
family. Oh, yeah.
Colorado City, Arizona is full of them.
I've been out hiking in that area, and I've, you know, I was just like, wow, that's a lot of people in that family.
When they go to Walmart, they make sure the women are with other people's children so that they won't flee.
Right.
That's how they have them in line.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting. Go ahead,
Jean. I would just like to say this one last thing.
Yes.
The founder of the Republican Party, Lincoln, was accused of being an atheist. And he himself, though he was a very faithful man, very strong faith and belief, refused to use the term Christian because he did not want to be associated with all of those white ministers who used the Bible to support slavery and called themselves Christians. So here we have a party that would have Lincoln turning over in his grave today.
You know, Jean, by the way, you just brought up something that should, you know, that should close the argument forever with black people that they keep saying, or all the blacks aren't going to, you know, aren't for marriage equality. It's like, if you say it's, you know, it's in the Bible, so is slavery. I mean, it's just, it's,
right.
You're, you know, that's absolutely, I heard someone making that point.
So are concubines.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have a Jenny Cream Ale can from 1978. Please join me in my new religion.
Oh, what is the malt liquor? What gets you drunk or quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer!
How do you really love it?
Beer!
Makes me think I'm a man.
Is this your ham?
Kiss and hug it. Beer. I thought I'd rather chug it. Beer!
Beer.
My belly after
beer.
I could not refuse a beer. I could really use a beer.
Beer! Beer!
I can translate what's on German beer bottles. Maybe I can start my own religion.
There you go.
I don't even need magic spectacles to read it.
I bet you I already have more followers than Fred Phelps does.
Sure.
Who doesn't like beer?
St. Pauli, Fräulein.
No, this is Hofbräuhaus.
Oh.
München.
Okay.
There you go. All right.
2003.
All right.
1, 2, 3, super. Zicke, zacke, zicke, zacke. Ho, ho, ho.
Zicke, zacke, hoi, hoi, hoi.
That sounds like a Spice Girl just
I worked in the Fest House. In the Fest House of Busch Gardens in Virginia. I learned all of the German drinking songs. Because
zicke, zicke, zicke.
Zicke, zacke, zicke, zacke. Ho, ho, ho.
Okay. Awesome. That was completely incomprehensible, that whole segment. All right. Come join my religion.
Yeah.
Former and future Congressman Alan Grayson joins us next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa.
the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer, Chris LaVoy, voice of Deity, Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Yeah, I think the teabagging demonstration has a billion hits on it now.
Yes.
Go check it out. Sexy Liberal Facebook.
A gajillion.
Yeah. All right, I can't help myself. Once I start, I go into the, you know, what do you call this? The comment section on the Breitbart site?
The train spotting toilet of the internet?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. The one entitled Current TV's Miller.
Current TV's Miler.
Oh, Miler.
Did they correct it or no?
Oh, I guess they corrected it on this one.
Okay.
Compares
Romney Miler
to Hitler. Yeah, okay, so some of the comments. Hitler was a disciple of Karl Marx.
No.
Obama is a disciple of Karl Marx, as are all these far-left Rush Limbaugh wannabes.
No.
Killing the American dream, morons for Marx. Stephanie is floundering as a Das Democrat boat sinks under the weight of its own abortion. Abortocrats, Marxists, Islamofascists, Sorosians, Pelosians, Kaganites, and anarchists being aborted out of existence. They chose to the poison Kool-Aid. Now they scream as it sucks the life out of them.
Are you high?
Some what drama queens.
They are. They're
wow.
Lots of gnashing of teeth and rending of garments
Hitler
there.
Hitler was on the extreme right.
Yeah.
You know who else I think they would consider a Sorosian? Alan Grayson, who quotes George Soros in his newsletter, saying you can't cut your way out of a recession. You have to grow your way out of a recession.
Yep.
Here is well-known Sorosian representative Alan Grayson. It's time to face the Grayson, ladies and gentlemen.
And now it's time for Congressman Alan Grayson and your chance to face the Grayson.
Here he is. Hello, Mr. Sorosian.
Hello. I saw that comment about your being a Rush Limbaugh wannabe.
Yeah.
Was interesting. What is it about Rush Limbaugh that you at least want to be?
Oh, if only to have his figure. So yeah, you talk about it, but I mean, George Soros made a really good point about you included a very helpful graph, by the way, in your latest posting about this, about how we get out, how we historically have gotten out of recessions, right?
Well, now that you're on TV, you can flash it on the screen.
Oh, well, looky there. Here we go.
Well,
okay,
don't
go
keep
ahead.
Moving it, because then you can't see
Nobody can read graphs anyway. We need former and future to explain it to us. Go ahead.
Okay, the graph is the unemployment rate, job losses after each post-World War II recession. In other words, for the past 60-plus years. What you see from it is that of the many, many recessions that we've experienced, the job losses were gone, just gone, within 2 years, with only two exceptions. It took about 3 years to recover from the job losses in the Bush 2001 recession, and we're still not there after 4 years in the current recession. The other recessions look like Vs, if you chart the unemployment rate. Ours looks like an L. The jobs go down, and they stay down and then gradually drift back upward.
Right. And we are we're still 4 percentage points under peak employment. That's about 5 million jobs.
That's right. After 4 years, when every other post-war recession recovered more quickly. If you look at the first part of the chart, the left side, we went down with jobs. The unemployment increased at roughly the same rate as it has traditionally, but there's just been very little recovery.
Yeah. Well, and you say, why is this recession different from all other recessions? You say there's a simple answer, the austerity fetish, the bizarre notion that cutting is healing.
Well, that's right. The government took it upon itself to make jobs its number one priority during all these other recessions, except for the Bush recession. We heard all about austerity. And even then, the economy managed to recover. Now what we're hearing is we have to cut. And the Wall Street Journal said recently that if we had not cut public service jobs, unemployment would already be at least 1 point lower.
But you make an interesting argument on that. You say you think that's an underestimate. You say all those public employees would spend their earnings. A lot of carpenters, waiters, real estate agents, cashiers would be able to get back to work. Because obviously there would be a ripple effect from that as well.
Well, right. The great thing about public employment in this country is that you can't outsource it very easily. Now, in fact, we have outsourced our troops to Afghanistan, so there are exceptions to that rule. But in general, when you hire somebody to do public works in this country, whether it's teaching or firefighting or building roads, building hospitals, whatever it might be, those are U.S. jobs. And so all the money that you're paying to those U.S. employees ends up circulating in the local economy.
Well, and, you know, it's interesting. You've got Mitt Romney and everybody else. He's been talking about the prairie fire of debt. that, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. I mean, so not only was he 47th in job creation out of 50, and by the way, the other states were hit by Hurricane Katrina.
Yes.
Massachusetts only by Hurricane Mitt. But they were number one. He was number one in the nation for debt creation. I mean, it is incredible. Romney's attack ignores his own economic plan, would add more than $10 trillion to the national debt. It also ignores his record as governor of Massachusetts. They had the nation's highest per capita debt total when he left office in 2007. I mean, where do these guys get off, former and future?
Well, that's an interesting way to put that question, but I'll leave that alone.
Yeah, I mean, it really, I was reading another thing that I thought, if Mitt did such a great job as governor, I was also reading another story where he's not even bothering to campaign in Massachusetts. The fact he can't win in Massachusetts, probably won't even try, elicits, you know, obviously, again, how far right he's had to go in this primary, right?
No, there's two different conceptions about the way the country should be run. One conception is that we're all in it for ourselves. We're all just selfish atoms bouncing off each other in the void, trying to get as much as we can out of each other, the war of all against all. That's the Romney conception, tough love and tough capitalism. And then there's the conception that every once in a while people need a helping hand, and it's good for everybody. And the fundamental reason why we've had a weak recovery is because we're getting away from the conceptions that we've held as a consensus for decades. I mean, this goes all the way back to the end of the Great Depression, when people realized that public works was what pulled us out of the recession and the depression. And the people, economists have known for 75 years that this is the way it goes. If debt were the problem, the government would not be able to borrow money for 10 years at 1.7%, which was the rate yesterday.
Yeah.
1.7% for 10 years. Of course, debt can be a problem. In Greece now, the rate that the government has to spend to borrow money is over 20%. That's a problem.
Right.
But that's not our problem. Our problem is that we have millions and millions of people, over 20 million people, who can't find a full-time job. That's our problem. We're not going to solve that problem unless we focus on that problem and push aside the other problems that just distract us.
Well, you know, as you said, when you closed your piece, it's time to end this man-made economic disaster. It's time to start slashing our own economic risks. It's time for jobs. You know, and this is, as you say, the same argument Paul Krugman's been making.
Well, you know, the sad thing about it is that we are such a powerful country that at this point the worst things we ever experience are the things we do to ourselves.
Yeah.
Whether it's starting an unnecessary war in Iraq or whether it's leaving millions and millions of people out of work without health insurance, without any chance, any hope to get higher education for their children, when all these problems can be solved. There's plenty of money. The money is in the wrong hands, and it's not being spent. We've got $1 trillion on deposit right now with the government paying interest to banks not to lend. $1 trillion. The Fortune 500 companies have $1 trillion on deposit. That's going nowhere also. We've got a $500 billion trade deficit. China's very happy. They have full employment plus more and huge growth every year because they manipulate our currency to the tune of $500 billion a year. These are all problems that are man-made problems with man-made solutions.
Alan, it's you know, you must be having a flashback, though, in Congress. Here we are again, right, with, you know, Boehner threatening to, you know, obviously let us default again if we don't get all these cuts. I mean, how do you think this is going to play out this time?
Well, I think the president learned that he could, as he put it, call their bluff, and that he wasn't bluffing, and I hope that's a lesson that's sunk in.
Yeah.
They have no way to force the president to do anything. They, as Boehner himself sometimes reminds us, he controls one half of one third of the government.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's not good enough to force anything on the rest of us unless they con us into thinking that it is.
Well, that's only when he's sobbing into his Rob Roy after having lost another fight with the teabaggers at the tavern.
And they ask me why he drinks.
So, speaking of which, the right wing, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce already running these unbelievably fictional ads against you. You're not even the nominee yet, are you?
Not officially, no, although I don't have any Democratic opponents. But it's true. I mean, here it is 6 months before the election. In fact, they started running the ads exactly 6 months before the election. And they're just lying ads. The PolitiFact said that their ads were liar, pants on fire ads. That actually is PolitiFact's phrase, not mine.
Yep.
And then factcheck.org said that these ads are lies. What they're saying is that Obamacare is going to put 20 million people off of health insurance, when in fact what it does is it puts 30 million people who don't have it now onto health insurance. It's the exact opposite. And, you know, in a way, it's kind of nice that in order to criticize me, they have to lie.
Yeah, yeah.
If they stuck to the truth, what would they have? Nothing.
they'd have nothing, in the words of UConn Cornelius. Former and future, how can we help? Nothing. They got nothing.
Nothing.
All right. How do we help our congressman with guts?
Well, you can go to the website, congressmanwithguts.com, and you can help our campaign fight back. In just the last 2 days, we've had 3,000 people come to the website and make contributions so that we can correct the errors that are being blasted out on the airwaves right now here in Orlando.
Yep. I hope. I mean, after all of this unbelievable obstructionism, that's our only hope, isn't it? You know, is to get the president back in and get him a Congress he can work with, including a billion Alan Graysons, if that's what... Is that what's required?
Stephanie, isn't one enough for you?
Well, I want Congress to look like that Will Smith movie, I, Robot, but you're all Alan Graysons. I love you, Alan Grayson. Talk to you again real soon, honey.
Okay, good.
All right,
thanks.
There he goes. Former and future Congressman Alan Grayson. He's a scamp.
He is.
Okay,
I like him a lot.
17 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Sweet Lady Gaga, that is good.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. I can't make it down. I can't make it down. So get out your feet and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. What was that?
I don't know. New variation on chair dancing. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. Jen's in Madison. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Jens. Welcome.
Hey, you guys. Just to pile it on the Mormons a little bit, if anyone's looking for an interesting half-hour mockumentary kind of about Joe Smith and the writing of the Book of Mormon, South Park has a terrific episode.
Mm-hmm. they really do.
You should be required to see Book of Mormon before you can vote, I think, in this election. Just saying, they brought it up. They're bringing the Reverend Jeremiah Wright thing
absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely. So I have questions about Romney's preacher that I'd like to ask him, but no, I'm not allowed inside his temple, so I can't ask.
Can I have some comedy music, please? Because
sure.
I know you told me not to do it, but I can't. The best entertainment, I can't stop. We set off the right-wing moron alert yesterday. I made the Breitbart website, and the headline is Current TV's Miller Compares Romney to Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't.
No.
Okay.
No.
But anyway.
You may have said Romney and Hitler in the same 10-minute block.
Because the right-wing caller was saying that nothing he did in his past matters. And I'm like, well, everything bad happens in the past. Okay. Anyway, okay. So I'm just digging down in the comments section. How does an poll like Crapo Head Stephanie Miller get all the press? Oh, well, thanks for asking, because it's sites like Breitbart.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
And Newsbusters.
You just contributed to it.
You know, the least they could do is spell your name right when they give you a headline.
Myler.
So awesome. It's like spirals down, like, to the first page is like eighth grade, then it's just whole crap head.
Head.
Oh, well, look at this. Bleeps 101 says, wait, she's not bad looking. Most libs are for a lib. So that was kind of a backhand.
Yeah. Still skanky, though.
Most are so ugly, when they sit in the sand on the beach, cats try to bury them.
That was funny.
I'm sure it cracked up all the other... there are
Everyone else at the Klan meeting cracked them up. Yeah.
There are more people doing this radio show than there are listeners. Oh, ouch, snap. Wow, you ought to tell that to Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
His ratings... He dropped 90% when they put him in my time slot in San Francisco. But wow. Let's see. And then Andid writes, is this the best you have, Miller? Can't get it up anymore, Miller?
Huh?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Huh? That, if I had a... That would really
hurt.
If I had something to get up that I can't anymore, I'd be really mad. there's a little gender confusion going on in the Breitbart comment section.
Yeah.
What morons wonder how much money Soros, there it is paying to keep these trained monkeys on the air? Damn it. Haven't we had George Soros on once, and I said, where is my money?
Where's the Soros money?
Yeah. Everyone says Soros money.
We don't get the Soros money.
I had nothing. All right.
And they think that we have, like, a daily conference call with George Soros and Al Gore and all of that.
Here's what you're supposed to think.
I would like to get a little of that Soros sugar if I'm going to keep getting accused of it. Trained monkeys, why I ought to. Okay. All right. What do you say to that, Jim? All right. All right. Mike and Raleigh with a little mitbit for today.
Hi there, Professor.
Mr. Romney, since it's your first day here at Bain Capital, there's a few things you should know.
Whatever you say, Professor.
Now, pay attention. The gains at Bain are mainly due to pain.
Let me see if I have that right.
Now you try it.
The gains at Bain are mainly due to pain.
I think he's got it. Yes, by George, I think he's got it.
Oh, thank you.
And how is the Bain game made? With pain. With pain. And where does the profit lay? In the Caymans. In the Caymans. The gains at Bain are mainly due to pain.
I think they're layoffs.
The gains at Bain are stowed away in the Caymans.
In the Caymans.
By George, I think he's got it.
You see, the gain at Bain was caused by Bain. That gain's just the right height, my friend.
Yay, Mike in moving boxes.
Mike in moving boxes. Moving from Raleigh. Hey, yeah. Larry in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Steph. How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Whenever I was 18, I had my hair cut, too. But it was by the United States Army.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That it wasn't too long after that that I got an all-expenses-paid vacation to that tourist trap, South Vietnam. Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, I guess it's just a matter of perspective.
Yep.
Or social status.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
You- Vietnam.
What's that?
You got a free boat ride to Vietnam.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
On the Edwin D. Patrick.
It was
a Liberty ship from World War II.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Mitt was too busy for that particular.
Yeah, he had more things to do. Yeah, more important.
Yeah. By the way, Jeff writes, Steph, did you hear about Mitt Romney's new hair salons? He started a new business venture, a series of salons called Gang Bangs.
Gang.
Started as a hair-cutting joke. See what I'm saying there?
All okay. Right.
Let's go to John and Pam, our favorites, my favorite three-way in Ohio. Hi, John and Pam.
Hi, Steph.
Hi, John. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Pam.
And hi, Jim.
Hello.
Hey, I got one thing to say, and then John, I'm gonna allow John to talk. Now, listen, you ain't never got irate on your program.
Oh, that's right. Well, you know what? We're going to have to finish this after the break, the John and Pam show coming up right after the break on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
She backs up mediocre looks with a horrible personality.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. See, now that we're on TV,
what?
You can't just portray me as a drunken, unprepared slag.
Well,
I know what we're... look at all this preparation from the Congresswoman interview I have right here in front of me. But first, it's the John and Pam Show. Hi, John and Pam in Ohio.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hello.
Honey, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to talk real fast, but it just upsets me that anybody dare call you irate. They want to see irate. They need to come to this old heifer's house, and I'm more than happy to show somebody irate.
Thank you.
And let me tell you something else.
Yeah.
There ain't no monkeys in that studio.
Thank you. We're actually highly trained chimps.
Well, then I must be the ringleader.
There you go.
Here's my husband.
Here's John. Okay, and now it's the John Show. Hi, John.
Hey, Steph. Hey, Jim. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Hey, I got one thing to say, and that's I think the GOP right now with old Turtle Face and the boner.
Yes.
You know, the definition of treason is the offense of attempting to overthrow the government. It sounds like the little things that they're trying to do right now to, because Turtlehead come out and said that, you know, he was going to stop Obama from day one, and this stuff now with Boehner, what he's doing and that, all this, It sounds like they're trying to do a little bit of treason in that mm-hmm. in this country.
It smells treasony with mm-hmm. extra treason berries. Yep. Okay. We have been talking about the Violence Against Women Act. The White House has issued a veto threat.
For the Republican version of it, which is...
Right, the way they have altered it to hinder women's rights. Representative Judy Chu yesterday...
Call this bill what it really is, not the Violence Against Women Act, but the Open Season for Violence Against Women Act.
Mm-hmm. And Representative Lois Capps joins us now to further talk about this. Good morning, Congresswoman. Thanks so much for taking time for us.
What a treat to be on the Stephanie Miller Show. And now I hear the band's going on tour.
Yes.
All right. Step up and get your tickets.
And there you go. we'll have to get your tickets to the L.A. show at the Pantages coming up
It's close by.
July. There you go. Congresswoman, you know, this is stuff that, again, you always think this is, how can this be partisan? And you just, it is hard to believe how they have altered this bill and watered it down. Talk to us about that.
It is an amazing time we live in. You know, we assume by now that every woman in America should be protected from violence by her partner. It is so disappointing that this majority has once again put its rigid ideology, it's really put that front and center over common sense compromise.
So
this time it's at the expense of battered women and their families.
Well, and basically what the Republican House has done is stripped out provisions that were passed in the Senate version of the bill, which again passed in a bipartisan fashion. No one thought was controversial. And so now, among other things, the House version will let abusers know that their victims called for help. It also strips out the Senate's protection for LGBT people and undocumented immigrants. In addition to what am I thinking of? Tribal communities, correct? And these are obviously places where, you know, people are very, very prone to this kind of violence, right?
The very parts of our population, the very communities of particular vulnerability, you said it exactly right, Stephanie, those on reservations, those who are immigrants who don't have the protection of law and are so fearful because they need that protection that they will not be deported should they report domestic violence. Those who are on reservations where it has been unclear whether or not someone is abused by a citizen who is a part of a nation who's a Native American. We want to make sure these special protections are there. They were all stripped out. Mm. College students, there's gaps in the coverage for college students, a very vulnerable population to date violence and to violence of every kind. The LGBT victims, this right at a time when we want to affirm the right of people to have relationships, we are seeing that their protections are being ignored in this law.
Well, your colleague, Representative Sandy Adams of Republican Florida, said this yesterday.
This is a victim-centered bill. As we look to reauthorize VAWA, we want to make sure that we're not politicizing this issue, but just reauthorizing it.
How are you politicizing an issue by including everybody in there?
That's right, and that is why over 300 organizations, including evangelical churches, including service providers, law enforcement, U.S. Conference of Mayors, all of these organizations have stood together opposing the bill that we actually passed yesterday in the House of Representatives. And the bill that we voted for flies in the face of the bipartisan Senate bill. The National Organization for Women, Human Rights Campaign, Planned Parenthood, all the folks who supported the bipartisan Senate bill, which actually got 68 votes, way over a majority in the Senate. That's the bill that we should have passed yesterday in the House that the president would have signed into law probably today.
Well, obviously, as I said, you know, the White House has issued a veto threat. How do you see this playing out?
Well, this will go to conference next, and this is why I'm glad to be on your show highlighting the fact that we want to get a good bill in the conference, and that is why it's so important that everyone, not just women, because this affects all families, it affects every one of us, write to your senators, email them, write to your member of Congress so that they push for a conference clean bill that the president can sign. Do you know, Stephanie, this bill first came to light in 1994, and guess who was the Speaker of the House then? Newt Gingrich.
Yep. Yeah.
So it is clearly a bipartisan history, and we just want to make sure that this is the tradition now in our country, that we affirm that every woman in America needs to be protected from violence.
Well, you know, I mean, I guess my imagination, it seems like since the president has come out, for instance, in favor of marriage equality, it's almost like they're going out of their way to have these anti-gay agendas. What's this? Tell me about this other bill, the Republican-controlled House. The administration is calling it a licensed bully bill. They outlined numerous reasons it opposes the House version of the National Defense Authorization Act, which contains a military licensed bully provision and restricts same-sex marriage or similar ceremonies on
military bases. We're
doing the same
thing in the military authorization bill. We are stripping out protections against bullying, against violence, against marriage equality in the authorization bill. That would mean that no gay couple could ever get married while they're serving in the military. This flies in the face of what we're putting into place now.
Yeah, well, and I guess they need to get through this stuff so that they can hurry up and shut the government down again. Are you
that too?
Yeah, I mean, are you as trepidatious as I am about this? That I mean, it looks like we are going to do the same thing we did last summer. That John Boehner is threatening. We got to have the cuts equal. Here we go again, right? With the full faith and credit of the United States.
I hate to see that the Tea Party is controlling the Congress of the House of Representatives, but it's looking that way more and more. And that's why as we get into the campaign season, as this now becomes an election year, this is an imperative time for people to get out and vote.
Yep, absolutely. Representative Lois Capps of the great state of California, thanks so much for your time as always.
Thank you, Stephanie.
All right, thank you. All there right. She goes. She wants to be seen at a sexy liberal show? Oh,
I know,
no.
Right?
Oh, no, right?
Has a congressman or has a member of Congress ever appeared on panel before?
Yes, Alan Grayson.
He wasn't at the time.
No.
He was a sitting member of Congress.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Were you standing the whole time?
Well.
Tony in California, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Tony.
Hey, girl. I was calling for Jeremiah Wright. You know he's like a father to me. I know him personally. And the fact that he was a Marine, he took care of Lyndon Johnson in the Navy. The man has 2 master's degrees, a PhD, and 7 honorary doctorates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Well, you know what, Tony?
He took our church from 87 to 10,000.
Hello?
That's a leader.
Absolutely. Tony, you can take 10 seconds of what anybody says. For instance, as you know, I just compared Romney to Hitler yesterday, according to Newsbusters.
I see. And the fact that this man he preached for 36 years, that's all you got?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And my thing is, since we the mud people, if God took mud and breathed life into it, Adam and Eve must have been black, right?
There you go.
Snap. All right. Gangsta mic drop. Okay.
Oh,
let's go to James in Maryland on Reverend Wright as well. Hey, James.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, I just want, getting back to Reverend Jeremiah Wright, is it more of a problem of what somebody says versus what somebody does, like George Bush and Dick Cheney, destroying so many families, costing this country billions of dollars in a war that they lied about?
Yep.
I mean, nobody even talks about that, and it blows me away because they act like George Bush wasn't there for 8 years and
right.
all the damage that he did to this country and to the world.
Right.
But they weren't about what.
Oh, you mean
Wright
Obama's predecessor?
Said.
The predecessor,
yes.
But I mean, the point of it is nobody talks about what somebody says versus what somebody did.
We do. That's what. Oh, by the way, here's just what we needed. Sometimes you think that it's the Onion headline, and it's not. Coming this summer for $24.95, George W. Bush will share his strategies for economic growth.
Yeah. But.
Gee, too bad he didn't have any of those.
The
when he was
biggest
in office.
Economic collapse since the Great Depression happened
You're
on
welcome.
His watch.
That's what's funny.
Check.
Okay, then. You,
wow.
You run with that and see. Yeah. Mm. Go.
As I think progress reports, under his watch, growth in investment, GDP, and employment all posted their worst performance of any post-war expansion, while overall monthly job growth was the worst of any cycle since at least February 1945, and household income growth was negative for the first cycle since tracking began in 1967. Bush also presided over the formulation of the worst recession since the Great Depression. But for $24.95...
You can find out his secrets.
He can tell you what he thinks now.
I can't wait to hear.
And you can get this free Brazilian power crystal.
Call now to get 6 free minutes. And while supplies last, this Brazilian power crystal absolutely free.
I can't wait to hear Hitler's tips for racial harmony.
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
There you go again.
See what you did again, Jim Louise. All right.
Comparing Bush to Hitler.
This is the Hitleriest show
he
ever.
Was mentioned in the same minute.
45 minutes after the hour.
Ergo.
45
According
minutes.
To Breitbart logic.
I'm just saying, if you're making analogies, Hitler said Poland had weapons of mass destruction.
Interesting.
Just saying. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's full of witches and strange creatures of the night.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Why am I the only one doing Snoopy dances? Let's go, people. We're losing daylight. 4:50 minutes after the hour, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought to you by GoToMyPC. It's what we use. We love it. We want you to try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this exclusive offer, visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Enter the promo code Stephanie. GoToMyPC. Enter Stephanie. Pardon me? You need to turn your microphone
mic on,
Jim. It's a new thing we have here where there's buttons on the microphone. Okay. Speaking of entering Stephanie, wow, some people late to the party. Greg, so about a date. I'm a single guy living alone who thinks you're very attractive. You there? Yes, I am. Greg.
Oh.
I may take under consideration. Okay, let's...
Depending on how things go?
Sure. Christine, Christine in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Christine.
Hi. I want to say this in a serious way. I lost my sister to alcoholism a year ago. I had to watch her memory loss for 5 years before.
Oh, dear.
And I see definite signs in John Boehner. Every time I see him on TV, I think he's enjoying his lunch hour a little too much.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Speaker of the what now?
Yeah. If you had to deal with an uncontrollable caucus like that, by the way, it sounded very threatening to me, but he said I'm not threatening to fall. He said he denied he was threatening to fall when he called yesterday for equal or greater spending cuts to accompany a future increase in the debt ceiling. That sounds threatening because that's exactly what he threatened last time,
right.
Remember?
Yeah.
When they did the thing with the... He said, I'm not threatening the vault. What I'm trying to do is encourage people on both sides of the aisle and the Capitol on both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue. Because they've always, you know, as you recall, he's always been so bipartisan, and
sure.
We've always been at war with East Asia. Okay. And to be honest with the American people and with ourselves, to begin to tackle this problem in an adult manner. Oh, I see. It's the teabaggers that have been really adult, and the president has just been throwing whiny tantrums. Okay, the president's carny yesterday, Jay Carney.
And the president's point was, we should not hold the full faith and credit of the United States hostage to one party's political agenda.
Yeah, the president warned Republican foes he will not let Congress hold the economy hostage again with a debt ceiling row. It was a row.
A row.
That paralyzed Washington last year. Obama hosted the Boehner and other top lawmakers for lunch. Oh, the president brought a peace offer. He brought the sandwiches. Wasn't that sweet?
And Jay Carney said the sandwiches were delicious.
Boehner thought it tasted communistical.
What kind of sandwich goes with scotch?
Any kind.
Boehner asked Obama what his plans were to deal with what he called the largest tax increase in American history. He's talking about the Bush tax cuts expiring the way they were designed to, you see. Okay. The most economists say have largely caused this, deficit.
Sure.
Okay, Carney said the president made clear we're not going to recreate the debt ceiling debacle of last August. It is simply not acceptable to hold the American and global economy hostage to one party's political ideology. Senator Kent Conrad...
Their proposals would take us right back to the failed policies that brought this country to the brink of economic collapse.
I love this. Yeah, that's become the talking point, the president's predecessor.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say George. Somebody said in the chat room earlier that Mitt Romney won't say George Bush because it's like Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
If he says it three times, he appears.
Yeah.
And then just pull numbers.
W-W-W. Miss me?
Yeah, Romney said, I find it incomprehensible the president could come to office and call his predecessors George Bush. George Bush. George Bush. George Bush. Oops, there he is.
Say my name.
I'm back.
Miss me?
I don't think we have enough wars.
He who shall not be named.
He should call his predecessor's record irresponsible and, his predecessor, Rumpelstiltskin, irresponsible and unpatriotic, then do almost nothing to fix it. He's
a reason for that. Done a lot, despite all kinds of
Republican
obstructions thrown in his way.
Thank you. Senator Mitch McLipless.
So if you're looking for a simple three-word description of the Democrat approach to the problems we face, it's this. Duck and cover.
Well, it's easy for him to say. All he has to do is go back in his shell.
He's covered.
That's right. That's what I do.
And he's covered. You can't see him. Okay. So guess what would violate the Boehner's debt ceiling demand? The budget monster's budget, Representative Paul Ryan.
Doesn't sound like they coordinated this very well.
That would increase the nation's debt by $5 trillion over a decade, according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office.
So,
isn't that wonderful?
Point.
Isn't that wonderful, Eddie? You'll have to take your little budget and go.
Isn't that wonderful, Eddie?
Oh, my goodness.
I won't go! I won't! You can't leave me! You can't!
Oh, hey, looky here. You know, these charts are so pesky for Republicans. Spending, taxes, and deficits are all lower today than when Obama took office. Oh, think progress. Look what you went and did.
Aww.
You found facts and figures. In January 2009, before President Obama had even taken the oath of office, annual spending was set to total 24.9% of the gross domestic product. Total spending this year expected to top out at 23.4% of the GDP. More fun facts. Taxes are lower than they were on Inauguration Day back in January 2009. CBO projected total federal tax revenue that year would amount to 16.5% of the GDP this year, 15.8%.
Uh-huh.
The deficit this year going to be lower than it was on the day President Obama took office. Back then, CBO said the 2009 deficit would be 8.3% of the GDP. This year's deficit expected to come in at 7.6%.
You say that like it's a good thing.
Mm. As we recall, 8 years earlier when President, he who should not be named,
yes.
Rumpelstiltskin, Beetlejuice, took office, there was a $281 billion surplus. By the time Obama was sworn in, he was facing a $1.2 trillion deficit.
You're welcome, America.
Thank you.
That means you're paying too much tax.
Miss me?
You got rid of the surplus. You're welcome.
It's like that worst ex ever coming to the door. Okay. Virginia in Florida, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Virginia.
Hey. Oh, God, we're so screwed just listening to what you guys were talking
about. Great. Totally.
Hey, Steph. Hey, Mooks. So you were talking about the geniuses at Breitbart in the comments, which, boy, you got more fortitude than I do wading into that muck.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, seriously, they think we get our marching orders from Soros because they get their marching orders every single day from people like Hannity and Limbaugh and O'Reilly. Everything they ever accuse liberals of is always projection.
Right. Yep.
Exactly. Always.
Yep.
And that's, I mean, so they just assume that everybody has somebody who tells them what they think in the morning,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the lack of self-awareness is either hilarious or disturbing, depending on how early I start drinking.
Yeah.
Thanks, yep. Anyway.
Thank
love
you.
Ya.
Thank
it's,
you. Love
it's
you,
It's
the
too.
Authoritarian personality. For example, you don't need to be told when it's time to start drinking.
No.
Well, you just,
I'm just, woo, I'm kind of on a, just my own little, you know.
You will start drinking
socialist, socialist anarchist schedule. But what do I know? I'm just a full crap head. And that was the nicest thing they said about me on the Breitbart chat room.
Yeah.
Do head, stupid. Okay. God, I missed eighth grade. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Aha, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere, stephaniemiller.com, the website, sexyliberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website, Sexy Liberal on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, won't you? And I believe it's we're up to a billion hits on the first interracial three-way teabagging demonstration with Aisha Tyler, John Fugelsang, and I on the Sexy Liberal Facebook. Check it out. Oh, and in Madison, of course, we gave money to the Recall Scott Walker campaign. That was the Sexy Liberal cause. Brenda writes, a Walker is running ads on 92.1 The Mic during your show. Why, thank you, Governor Walker. And please, don't forget to vote to recall Scott Walker.
Yeah.
If you're listening. But thanks for your money. We appreciate it. All right. And speaking of money, the cause here in Los Angeles for the July show is the Trevor Project in honor of the first sitting president of the United States. And all of the gay kids out there that probably will not kill themselves because their president said they are okay.
Yep.
And we applaud you, Mr. President. And the L.A. show, hurry, tickets going
fast.
In
a world where everyone is going gaga for sexy liberal laughs, one tour is crossing the nation to bring intelligent progressive comedy to you. Nominated for 4 Pollstar Touring Awards, including Best Tour, Best New Tour, and Best Lead Comedy Performer, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is returning to Los Angeles.
On Saturday, July 28th, Stephanie Miller and her band of sexy liberal players will perform live at the Pantages Theater in Hollywood, California. Tickets are available online at Ticketmaster.com, at all Ticketmaster retail outlets, or by calling 1-800-745-3000. A portion of the proceeds from the evening's events will be donated to the Trevor Project.
Be swift and get your tickets now. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour. Don't miss your chance to experience liberal comedy history in the making.
It's the Sexy Hitler Comedy Tour?
Yes, exactly. We just renamed it. We set off the, in case you've just tuned in, we set off the right-wing moron alert earlier. Which Breitbart site did I make?
Oh, one of the, it's the one Dana Loesch is in charge of.
Hi, Dana.
Oh, well.
Stephanie Miller compares Romney to Hitler.
Yeah,
confuses.
Did not.
Did not, really.
You said the words Romney and Hitler within the same 10-minute chunk.
Yes.
And they took
it
that
was
as...
a discussion with a right-wing caller about how all crime happens in the past.
Right. And all incidents.
It doesn't make it irrelevant.
Right.
Hello, Joe in L.A. He'd like to defend me. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, well, no, I want to say how wrong you are comparing Romney to Hitler, because the Nazis believed in evolution and the Republicans don't.
All right, thank you for that. Okay, did you get
there
that, Newsbusters? Tony in Quad Cities writes, Steph, our good friend Kathleen Madigan has a great point about the Mormon religion and polygamy. If those men had believed in polygamy, had to marry 45-year-old women instead of 18-year-olds, there would have been a lot less polygamy.
That's right. Maybe a lot less Mitt Romney.
Hi, Clark.
What?
Hey, where's my dating music?
Oh.
Wow, wee, this TV thing is working out for me. Somebody named a KJ saw a guy. Hi, Steph, I'm a red man, yup, a self-proclaimed ditto jerk. He means red state
okay,
guy.
Okay, great, fine.
Who has decided to apply for political asylum on your team? Why have I seen the light? I'm a Rush disciple in a blue sea. But compared to you, he's an ugly, lard-ass, fat hog body, and he probably smells like a hockey player's locker. Wow. I turned on his...
The hockey player's locker part, I don't think.
On the other hand, I recently viewed your show on TV, and you are definitely not the scuzzy and skanky, emaciated, 100 miles of bad road fart-firing wench I envisioned you as. You are so hot.
Wow.
So much hotter than the very elusive but sought-after three-boobed two... native babe that I found in the National Geographic as a puberty-obsessed boy and still have the torn, tattered, stained magazine to prove it. Okay.
He kept it?
Wow.
That's the kind of proposals I get. That guy.
No,
okay.
No wonder you're a lesbian.
Well, that's why. Okay.
Showbiz.
My future wife list. A drunk mom hits 100 miles an hour to make it to her kid's birthday party. Problem solver.
Absolutely.
Was going to be late. A Northern California mother arrested for drunk driving hit 100 miles an hour in her SUV while trying to make her child's birthday party. See? She's
a good mom.
She cares to get there on time. Problem solved. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. Gaydar. Science says it's a real thing. Guess Michelle Bachmann was not included in the study.
Oh, bless her heart.
Bless her heart. A study published today by the Public Library of Science claims people are capable of correctly judging a person's sexuality with above-chance accuracy just by looking at their face. Participants the study concluded were able to accurately judge the sexual orientation of both the men and the women in the photos over 50% of the time. Isn't that mean half the time they were wrong and the other?
Right, yeah. So, slightly more than...
Hope that wasn't a taxpayer-funded study.
I hate you, and I hate your ass face.
Gay or straight? Gay. Straight. Okay.
I just hate you, and I hate your ass face.
50% of the time.
Oh, dear. All right. Let's see. Julie sends us... I really do. I love just the pictures of Mitt Romney events. Mama, my Mitt Romney crowd estimate Google alert keeps going off with these pathetic staged and or hilariously under-attended Mitt events. They're the ones that sent their campaign mooks to take pictures of empty seats at Obama rallies before the thing even starts. They should be mocked every mini crowd along the way. Mitt won't go on any media except the Fox News, never holds press conferences, and can't get any more than a minor hostage crisis when he does show his face in public. No wonder he had that giant family. The only way to draw a reliable crowd was to generate one of his own genetically predisposed and carefully trained to like Mitt. And here it is. Mitt spoke at the Hotel Ford Des Moines in downtown Des Moines. Here are his remarks to a crowd of 250. And it always does look like a hostage crisis. The looks on the faces are just like, oh, what have I done? What did I do in my life? I deserve a Mitt Romney event. Why? All right. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, they seem rather peppy, the Joe Biden events.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
Romney and his friends believe if you help those at the very top, the rest are going to fend for themselves and America's going to turn out all right. Well, folks, you saw what happened and where this philosophy brought us. You saw it. Where it brought you. The last time this philosophy was in play, which is 8 years before we took office, the last time this was in play, you saw what happened. A lot of you are still living with the consequences of that philosophy that caused this great recession. Governor Romney not only wants us bring back, he not only wants to take us back to the future, he wants to double down on those failed policies.
Mm-hmm. He said Mitt Romney just doesn't get it. That's the message he drove home to the crowd in eastern Ohio. He said they don't get us. They don't get who we are. My mother and father dreamed as much as any rich guy dreams, Joe Biden.
I resent the fact that they think we're talking about we're envy. It's job envy. It's wealth envy. That we don't dream. My mother believed and my father believed that if I wanted to be president of the United States, I could be vice president. My mother and father believed that if my brother or sister wanted to be a millionaire, they could be a millionaire. My mother and father dreamed as much as any rich guy dreams.
Yeah.
They don't get us. They don't get who we are.
The crowd seems to like Vice President Biden.
Yeah. Go, Joe.
That was not a golf clap like you find at a Mitt Romney event.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did he say? I don't know.
Manufacturing growing at its fastest rate since the 1990s, including 40,000 new manufacturing jobs in Ohio. Biden said he contrasted that with the examples of factories closing under Bain. He said in the 1990s it was a steel mill in Kansas City, Missouri. It had been in business since 1888. Then Romney and his partners bought the company. 8 years later, it went bankrupt. While the workers lost their jobs, Romney and his partners walked away with at least $12 million.
Yep.
Romney and his friends believe helping those at the very top and let everyone else fend for themselves. And here's the part I don't get. They always have to say Romney's a nice guy.
Not really.
Biden said, but he doesn't get what's at the core of all this. It's about people's dignity. And I love that they try to play gotcha on CNN. Like, oh, well, he wasn't still the head of Bain. It's like, well... He put in all of those policies at that steel mill, and so, you know...
I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I wasn't there then.
I was in the Caymans counting my money.
Yeah.
No, I meant...
It's just like Hitler started World War II. Yeah. He wasn't there. See what I did there?
Did you get that? Fight part.
All right, just kidding.
Hi, Dana. Loesch.
How you doing? What?
I think I'll invade Poland. That'd be fine. That'd be a lark.
This is what happens time after time with this Bain story. Is Romney's company bought the Missouri Steel Company. Its debt increased from $13 million to $533 million. Biden said when you get that kind of debt and things turn bad, you're dead. You're done. And they walk away with $12 million. How is that not, in what world is that not vulture capitalism?
Right.
All right, let's go to John in Florida on Romney. Hi, John. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
Good. Go ahead.
Hello, Jim and Chris.
Hello.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
You know, we had Romney down here in Florida yesterday, and I'm about 40 miles northeast of him. And they had this big, supposed to have a big crowd. It's supposed to be 1,200 people. I only seen about 100 there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he was telling a little story about his friend, about the little girl. It ended up being his talk about his niece, Romney's niece. He said, my niece, and he's supposed to have been about his friend. So he can't even get his stories right.
Wow.
So then he had, after he left,
the Rombot is malfunctioning.
He went over to St. Pete, and he had a private fundraiser over there. And then he ended up going over to Miami yesterday evening.
Yep.
Well, here he was going over to Miami, and they shut that plant down over there in Miami. And there's about 850 people over there that they let go their jobs. They lost all their jobs over there. But, you know, he won't take no questions or anything.
No questions.
I guess he's afraid that what the people's going to ask him.
Yes, because that would make the most awkward man in the world even more awkward. Yeah, he obviously didn't watch the acting lesson that James Lipton tried to give him about how to act more human.
Yeah, that's been posted up on your Facebook page. Take a look at it.
Here is a charming anecdote about my niece, neighbor, cousin,
something, brother.
Something that people have. Panicky laughter.
Some human entity close to me in some familiar way.
Panicky laughter that doesn't match his eyes.
I never blink.
Okay, 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, that woman's about as subtle as a rhinoceros horn up the backside.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 24 minutes after the hour. Stephanie Miller Show on Facebook.
Nothing messes up your Friday more than realizing that it's only Thursday.
Damn. Thank you. Someone on our Facebook page, 1-800. Yeah, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Jim, who said the boner? Mr. Speaker, I like it when you cry. You give new meaning to compassionate conservative.
That was Bill Clinton.
You're not supposed to get it right.
Oh, sorry.
I think he was needling the boner.
A little bit.
Doink, 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 doink. Dana.
Shut up! Stooty head.
Don't needle an orange boner. Dana in Maryland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dana.
Hi, good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jim and Chris. How are you? No, I just wanted to let you guys know, I don't know why these people don't glow in the dark. North Carolina Republican, Timothy Johnson, he's an ex-vice chair. He was convicted of a felony for beating his wife, breaking her nose, breaking furniture over her back, breaking her toes, sent her to the hospital. He pled guilty, and he was one of the tool douchebags that signed the VAWA yesterday. And I don't know how they are even allowed to sign.
Yeah, I heard
this
story.
I mean, something should go, you know, when they try to sign.
And I'm going to guess that he voted against gay people having, you know, because they don't have family values and stuff like that.
Right, and I don't understand how somebody with a felony of domestic abuse can even get near the signature line.
Oy.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Although he did propose a bitch at it coming act.
Yes, Charles in Miami. Hi, Charles.
Hi, good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
So good to see you on Star Current every day.
Thank you.
I got a couple things I got to say real quick. First of all, I am a black man. You might be shocking to you. But the thing is, I've changed my thinking on gay marriage as well. Okay, I think that, first of all, we have so many people that have given up their life in combat so Americans can share all freedoms. It's even written in our Declaration of Independence, Constitution, that we have, you know, rights and freedoms, right?
Right.
And I believe that, hey, it's your choice. If it's a moral thing, I go to church as well. I believe, okay, if we all believe in a Jesus Christ, and his teachings is that, you know, we should love each other, you know, as ourselves, Then and he also gives us the autonomy, the right to choose how we want to live, whether we choose him or not. Then guess what? You have the right to choose who you want to marry, when you want to marry them. But, you know, if there's an afterlife and you have to deal with that consequence, then that's your, you know,
well,
that's what you
Charles,
have to deal
with. I think the bottom line is, you know, if we're going to, we literally have to leave behind the it's in the Bible, because if we're going to go by that, then we have to re-enslave black people. We got to get our ass to Long John Silver's and start stoning some people that eat shrimp.
And Jim's got to get himself a concubine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a lot of work
time.
To do.
Yeah.
So, hello. Tony in Michigan.
Hi, Stephanie. Hi, guys.
And I've been watching. I need an oyster-eating one. Hello.
Yeah. Oh,
what?
Hi there.
Hi. Hello. Clam? Should I say clam?
Pardon? Love seeing you guys.
Thank you.
But I just, you know, I had to just comment on this Reverend Wright nonsense that keeps coming back up.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny that, you know, President Obama is a Muslim, and then he's also in Reverend Wright's church. Well, it can't be one. It's one or the other. It can't be both.
Yeah.
Reverend Wright wasn't a Muslim, and his congregation wasn't Muslim. So, you know, which is it? But it's just ridiculous.
They don't it doesn't matter if it makes sense. It's just anything that makes the president look bad
or look like an other.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Other.
Yep.
Exactly.
Different is bad.
Ooh. Josh in Washington State, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Steph. So two things. On a light note, I'd like to change my official title from Muay Thai fighting pastry chef to Muay Thai fighting private chef.
Oh, hello. Moving
Thank
on up.
Thank you.
Moving
okay,
on up.
And on a heavier note, yesterday my wife and I we buried our my father-in-law. And in his last couple of years, I just wanted to let you guys know how big of a part of his day you were every morning.
Aww.
And anyway, he originally, you know, like got caught up in the fear machine right after 9/11. And I introduced him to the Stephanie Miller Show and Tom Hartman. You guys made him laugh every morning.
Oh, yay.
That was pretty great.
Aww.
Anyway, I need to go before I lose it.
Aw, thank you, Josh. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. You're part of our family, too. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, it's Tom Hartman and all those fart jokes that probably did it, actually.
Sure. He's famous for that.
He's so zany.
He's nothing if not zany.
29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
If you'll excuse me, I was supposed to be drunk an hour ago. Chamoes!
Ha ha! It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 34 minutes after the hour. Getting them young, indoctrinating them as we do. Isn't that right, Miranda?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm walking on sunshine. Well, I'm walking on sunshine. Well, I'm gonna feel good. Ow! Nice.
Yeah. That's little pumpkin just burning up the interwebs. I believe that's on our Facebook page, Stephanie Miller Show Facebook page. We don't know how old Miranda is because none of us have kids.
She's 32.
We don't.
Yeah. As far as I know, she could be 32.
I don't know. Not since I bought a T-shirt for my friend's kid who was three. I was like, I asked the lady at the shop. I'm like, what? How tall is it? Does it walk? How big is a thing that's three?
What do those things do at that age?
Yeah, what do they enjoy? Do they enjoy pinochle? I don't know.
Don't know. All right.
Whiskey?
I don't. What sort of... All right. All right. What were we talking
Small
about?
Rocks.
Oh, duck and cover?
Yeah.
Mitch McConnell said something about a simple three-word phrase for what Dems do in the face of our problems. They duck and cover.
That's right.
Mike and Raleigh.
Mike and moving boxes.
Yeah, there we go.
There was a turtle by the name of Bert, and Bert the turtle was very alert. When danger threatened him, he never got hurt. He knew just what to do. He's
duck and cover. Duck and cover.
And cover.
Oh, thank you, Mike and Moving Boxes.
Did he know he was quoting a turtle?
I don't. I
probably not.
God,
hilarious.
Bert the Turtle.
Turtle tunnel.
He actually said turtle tunnel, so you know maybe he's unaware of the humor.
Turtle tunnel.
Out there about him. Okay, Ronaldo in Wisconsin. Hi, Ronaldo.
Oh, hello.
Ronaldo, he's in his truck.
Truck.
Ronaldo.
Donde está Ronaldo?
Oh, no. No, I was waiting
Where
for a horn. Okay.
Is Carmen Sandiego?
Tom in Lincoln, Nebraska. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Stephanie, I want to say how unfair it is for you to compare Mitt Romney to Adolf Hitler.
Yes.
Hitler loved his dogs.
Oh, no. Hey, you see what you did there?
Did you get that, Data Lotion, Newsbusters, and everyone else?
Hello. Newsbusters, somebody else. Come on, pick
Although
it up.
Although he did try out the cyanide capsule on Blundie before he took it himself.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Yes. Hmm. Okay.
But he did not tire to the roof of the tank.
No.
Much like Hitler was not there.
While he was invading Poland.
Right.
Yeah.
Much like Hitler was not there till the very end of World War II, Mitt Romney pointing out yesterday... that he wasn't technically there when that steel mill went bankrupt, even though he put in place all the policies that made it go bankrupt.
The problem, of course, is that the steel factory closed down 2 years after I left the Bain Capital. I was no longer there. So that's hardly something which is on my watch. And, of course, they also don't mention a couple of other things. One is that we were able to help create over 100,000 jobs. And by the way, he has no problem going out and doing fundraisers with the Bain Capital and private equity people.
No.
100,000 jobs where, exactly?
Yeah, he's never
kind
of backed that up.
No, he's specific about that.
I thought they downgraded it to...
10,000.
Tens.
Yeah.
Tens, dozens,
dozens
maybe.
Of jobs somewhere.
Maybe
well,
a baker's
way,
dozen.
These jobs are just the right
this
height.
Is what they do when they don't like the numbers. They just disregard them. Scott Walker, Governor Walker in Wisconsin, disregards official jobs data now that it shows Wisconsin losing the most jobs in the nation.
Oh.
Now, those are the wrong numbers. Don't look at those numbers.
These are crazy commie liberal union numbers.
Disappointed that official government data showed his state. Disappointed. He does not like these. Don't like these numbers. Disappointed that official government data shows his state was the worst. That would be worst, ladies and gentlemen. Worst in the nation for job creation over the last 12 months. Wisconsin Governor Scott Wanker decided to release his own numbers. Oh, well, that's like magic.
7.
Wow.
412. 96.
It was like that. What was her name that pulled all the, votes out of her arse? In the middle of the, what do you call it?
Oh,
the Joanne Kloppenberg.
Yeah. Her. I forgot
Kathy
her name.
Kathy Nickel.
Kathy Durr?
Yeah.
Kathy Durr.
No, no.
I say to the Republican leadership, take off your lace panties. Stop being noodleback.
No, she found one of those missing votes magically that Joanne Kloppenberg used.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Oh, look what's
computer.
In my ass.
Look at that.
Along with some colorful scarves and doves.
60,000 votes in my computer.
Ooh. A golf ball? A Werther's.
Magic. How did cat hair get on that? Okay. Walker has no problem touting the official Bureau of Labor Statistics job report last year when it showed Wisconsin was adding jobs, but now...
Computer says no.
Ah, numbers. No. Wrong. All right.
Numbers are French and gay.
Mitt Romney
yesterday. If I'm president, I'm actually going to take responsibility and lead.
Oh, yes.
And get us on track to have a balanced budget.
Oh, ack. Ack.
Right.
Boy, that Think Progress, they're some scamps. He was the worst... in the nation in debt in Massachusetts, and 47th in job creation while he was the governor of Massachusetts.
Yep.
That's interesting.
A record you
kind
of
a sucky record.
Yeah. Well, that's why he's not even bothering to campaign in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney.
It's like looking out across the prairie and seeing a fire in the distance. You don't at a stage like that, you don't say, well, I'm going to go to bed and maybe someone else will take care of it. You don't say, I'm going to go to bed because the wind might change. You instead look for someone that says, I'm going to take responsibility and fix this and put it out.
And that somebody is not me.
It's not me, since I was the worst at it in the entire country. I just love that I'd forgotten the fun fact yesterday that the three states that did worse at job creation were all hit by Hurricane Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Massachusetts only had hurricane mittens.
Hmm.
Oh, by the way, Tim writes, it's official. Right wingers refuse to say Bush's name. George W. Bush has become Voldemort.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say it.
Do you know what that refers to?
Yeah, it's the Lord of the Rings.
No. Oh, my God.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
Oh, Stephanie. Harry Potter.
Right. That's what I meant.
Lord of the Rings.
That's
Potter.
Oh.
No.
God.
Just learn.
Mr. Potter, you're a warm, frustrated old man.
Ask someone that leaves their house. I don't know. Diane, back me up here.
You guys need Stephanie alone this morning. She's got enough stuff. Listen,
yeah, I know. Stuff. You got all you're, right, you're lucky right, I even perform for you.
That's right. At least she doesn't have listeners who wear tin caps with the damn antennas with an aluminum foil on them so they can hear Rush Limbaugh.
That's
well,
right.
That's true.
Yes, thank you.
Listen, I want to be the official, not that Clark Bless His Heart Is Gone. I want to be the official oldest teenager of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes.
All right, then.
And I'm mad at Mitt Romney because he took away all the KB toy stores because he went in and raided them, took their money, turned them into bankruptcy. Come on, Family Values. Where's all these folks that have all these children, Mormons and Latter-day Saints? And he took away our toy stores. Come
yes,
on.
Yes, exactly. And he's leaving us with an island of misfit military toys. That's all. The planes that don't fly in the rain. And the...
We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits.
Squirt guns that shoot jelly.
Yes.
That's where we
boat that doesn't float, the Jackie Spear told us about yesterday.
The wagon with square wheels?
Tank that shoots grape jelly.
I just said that.
All right, whatever.
The aircraft carrier made of ice?
Yes. All right. Sure. I think the important point that Diane made was leave me alone. Seriously. You're lucky that I even, honestly, can perform. All right, never mind. All right.
That's old news.
Okay, let's go to...
Brittany who?
Huh? The Brittany fan. Let's go to Jerry in California. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jer.
Good morning, Mom. I love you.
Thank you.
Just a couple of things about All-American Mitt Romney. You hear about Bain Capital and the vulture capitalism, but you seldom hear that he got the majority of his startup money for Bain Capital from rich families in El Salvador during their civil war. Some of them were funding death squads during the 80s. And he was promising a safe haven for their money here in America. He could make better use of it.
Wow.
So he did by closing our factories.
Wow. So he did a lot of borrowing. Is that what you're saying?
It's high time that we have a president who will stop this spending and borrowing inferno, and I will. I'll get the job done.
Yes. Mm.
I'll get money from right-wing terrorists who murder nuns.
uh-huh.
Because they're not the right height.
More importantly.
Leave her alone.
Thank you.
You're lucky she even performed for you, bastard.
Better late than never. Mike in Buffalo, you're on the
We dropped it a while ago. So.
Mike in Buffalo. Hello, Mike.
Mitt Romney wants to give
you
a haircut.
Hello, Stephanie. Hey, I hate to rain on your new religion, but
based
here
on
in
beer?
Buffalo...
Based on a bottle of or a can of Jenny Cream Ale I found in upstate New York in 1978?
Yes, they just announced up here, the Genesee Brewing Company, that they're going to do a run of commemorative cream ale cans.
Oh, wow. No. So everyone can start a religion, and I won't be special.
Or you could tag on now and say, hey,
I'll be a follower.
Start it.
All right, I'll be a follower. That's fine.
And there will be these break-off sets with...
beer sex. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Them better than beer sex. Beer goggles. It's good with the beer goggles.
You
on.
Found that out of USC.
Oh, boy, howdy. Mitt Romney.
This president's comfortable with $1 trillion deficits. I'm not. I'll stop that. This is a president who's comfortable in cutting our military. I'm not. I will stop that. This is a president who is not taking advantage of our energy resources. Instead, he's taking your dollars and investing it in some of the little businesses of his campaign contributors, and that's wrong, and that will stop.
No.
We will not do that. But I'm president.
I will poison your drinking water. I will.
Every business will be a complete success, just like it was when Bain Capital took over companies.
Yeah.
There were no losers when Bain Capital took over.
Well, only in this country.
Because,
I enjoy firing people.
I love the Mediaite story. Mitt Romney's stable of boring white guys pushes back. In a Politico item on the Mitt Romney Veep Stakes, an unnamed Republican official said his running mate will be an incredibly boring white guy. It's the anti-Palin, is what they're saying.
Sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They're adopting the George Costanza rule, the strategy, whatever McCain did, do the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to rule out any vice presidential possibilities who could be seen as remotely risky or unprepared, the deliberate anti-Palin guys and gals.
Yeah, Christine O'Donnell's waiting for the phone.
Yes, why not? They said the idea...
Guys and gals!
Media saying the idea is to go whiter and more boring than Mitt Romney. They'll have to run him with a piece of paper that says this page intentionally left blank.
Yeah.
They actually published reactions from Rob Portman, Mitch Daniels, Governor Bob McDonnell, and former Governor Tim Pawlenty didn't respond to a comment. So that was just a human blank.
Wow.
Much like he actually is. Was blank, left a blank.
This page intentionally left blank.
46 minutes after the hour. Back with Celebrity Stack and the remaining moments of the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's really weird, but it's also the coolest thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Minutes after the hour, breaking news, Donna Summer has died.
Yeah.
At 63 years old of cancer.
Yeah, didn't know.
I didn't even know she was ill.
Nope. Very sad.
Yeah, I loved her music. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. All right, this hour brought to you by GoToMyPC. We love it. You got to try it. Access your PC from anywhere with GoToMyPC. We want you to try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For our exclusive offer, visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Enter the promo code Stephanie. Kevin in Chicago writes, Stephen the Moogs, Hitler ran the 1936 Olympics, Mitt Romney ran the 2002 Olympics.
That's true. So there is a comparison.
Did you get that, Newsbusters? Okay. 1-800.
Romney speaks French and Hitler invaded France. Huh. Interesting.
You're making Betty in Chicago giggle. Hi, Betty.
Yes, you did. I wanted to remind you that in Europe, the neo-Nazi party is known as the far-right party.
Yes.
And in this country, the Tea Party is the far-right party. And therefore, the Tea Party is the same thing as the Nazi party. And you are right.
All right. Thank you for that. I'm sure everybody is busily writing this down.
Dana Loesch is scribbling away through her
Oh, she's actually on TV right now, so she can't get on this yet.
Yeah, the TV just screamed.
Oh, it's okay. We'll send this. We'll MP3 it to you, Dan. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure she has minions, like that husband of hers that likes to use the N-word in jokes.
Gary Stein, the Marine that was discharged for criticizing Obama, he has some new thoughts. He offers some new birther sentiments.
Great. Oh, he's a birther.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
He has returned to Facebook. Boy. To offer a few more of his thoughts, addressed George Clooney's Obama fundraiser, and he said, he writes, insiders say Obama's pretty comfortable around actors. He should be. He's been acting like he was born in Hawaii for a long time.
Really?
And here's the part that you knew was coming. Since his dismissal, Stein has launched his own weekly radio show.
From
his base. Once again, with any right-wing wing nut can have a radio show.
Weekly or weekend radio shows?
Something.
Okay. Nice.
Dental filling.
Stephanie Miller. He's sarcastic.
Why, thank you, Mark Levin. All right. Let's see. Did you see
Stephanie Miller, one of the most popular and funny liberal radio hosts in the country.
Thank you, Mark. Okay.
He meant that to be ironic.
You think?
Here's another.
It's hard to tell when Mark Levin is doing sarcasm or not.
I'm being sarcastic.
So sincere.
Which is so different from what I do most of the time.
Here's a little story about the president being handsome and romantic and charming. When he was, did you see he was at the White House with the Los Angeles Galaxy players who just won the, congratulating them. He was giving David Beckham a hard time about his age. He said, we have a young up-and-comer on the team, a guy named David Beckham. I have to say, I gave David a hard time. I said half his teammates could be his kids. We're getting old, David, although you're holding up better than I am. He said, in fact, it's a rare man who could be that tough on the field and also have his own line of underwear. David Beckham is that man.
Yes.
President's photo ops, all the people behind him are always like laughing and smiling and having a great time.
Yeah.
And then Mitt Romney is just that stricken look.
I'm enjoying myself because I'm laughing.
They're all like James Lipton is right. His eyes don't match. I don't know. Is this when we're supposed to laugh? Because I don't know. Ken in California on Mittens. Hi, Ken.
Hello there, Stephanie.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning to you.
I just had a thought about so many people use the term vulture capitalism when referring to Bain Capital.
Yeah.
And to me, that's like he's picking the flesh off a corpse. And I like the term vampire capitalism, where he
sucks the blood out of the lifeblood.
Sucking the life out of a living entity and enriching himself for
yep,
it.
Yep, there you go. Exactly. It's like a Twilight movie, but with an old middle-aged white guy. Okay. You know what? I said the other day, it's all over, because Betty White has come out in favor of President Obama.
Yep.
We went to the National Zoo to see pandas, harmonica-playing elephants, and other animals.
Wait a minute. What was that middle thing that you said?
Harmonica-playing
elephants? Usually Jim plays a harmonica at my parties, but now, maybe for my big Memorial Day one next weekend, I'll get a harmonica-playing elephant.
Elephants don't really have lips. Don't you need lips to play a harmonica?
They put it in the end of their trunk.
They do it with the trunk.
Oh, really? They play it with their nose?
Then she went to, for God's sakes, who? I don't know.
Well,
there's some mechanics I'd like to know
about this. This is intriguing.
She also visited the Smithsonian, where we sent yesterday's show, because it was so stellar. And I'd like to listen to that Stephanie Miller show from yesterday to discuss her career and longtime passion for animals. She's awesome.
You know, elephants are the symbol of the Republican Party, so they probably pay someone to play harmonica for them.
Of course.
Sexy liberals with sexy liberals.
And then they fire it immediately.
Yes.
And they don't work for peanuts.
No.
All right, my friends. Sexy liberals with sexy liberal causes. The anti-fracking movement also getting a star-studded boost in New York. New Yorkers Against Fracking held a rally. Actors Mark Ruffalo.
Ruffalo.
I once attacked him in a supermarket.
Really?
Yeah.
You know he's in the biggest movie in the world right now.
I know. He's handsome and romantic, and he was very nice. I just told him I enjoyed his work.
He seems like it.
Yeah, but that's not what the restraining order read. Anyway, he and Melissa Leo hosted the concert that featured Natalie Merchant, John Sebastian, and Joan Osborne, a number of other performers. They're talking about there's a study out by the University of Buffalo that said state regulators in Pennsylvania have improved oversight of the industry over the last 4 years, and New York regulations will prevent major environmental impacts. They say the report is too simplistic and noted the author's ties with the industry. That's what can be suspect about these studies, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
the EPA is being a little hinky on it. There's some kind of poisonous stuff in there, but I wouldn't worry about it.
Alec Baldwin, whose mother lives in Syracuse, is hosting an anti-fracking event in the city on June 2nd, featuring a screening of Gasland, the great movie. He thinks the frackers are being rude, thoughtless little pigs. I agree.
I'm coming down there to straighten you out.
Exactly. What is the point?
Your sink is supposed to be on fire. It's normal.
And finally, in another story about how gay people never amount to anything, Ellen DeGeneres will win the top U.S. humor prize in D.C., the Mark Twain Prize.
Mm-hmm.
Which that ne'er-do-well Lily Tomlin has also won.
Hmm.
All right. John Travolta's, you know what, this case seems a little hinky.
Yeah.
His sex accuser's lawyer says his client is willing to settle for $250,000.
Huh.
The first accuser got the date wrong. This seems,
settling for that amount of money just seems like a shakedown to me.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. It seems like a happy ending of a different kind.
Right.
In massage. Yeah, there was another accuser, a Chilean-born guy, a Fabian somebody, alleged the actor hugged him, asked for a massage, and offered him $12,000 for sex. I mean, he's notoriously a good tipper, but that is not... Who needs to pay $12,000?
That's a lot.
I get it for, $11,500 usually. All right, that's it for us. I'd like to thank Chris LaVoy, Jim Ward, and Rebecca Taylor, and Courtney and the gang in the current control room. We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.